What's up? How you doing?
Doing great, man. It's got to feel good for you to be back here again. I mean, I want to start with the interception, the first interception that you had, where Morgan was kind of driving. It was 28-0. They're trying to score their first points of the season. They have it on the five. It's inside of 30 seconds remaining. You jumped the pass sort of like you did against Charlotte. Just what did you see there?
Usually in the red zone, you know, the quarterback looks to throw to the number one receiver, which is my man. They try to throw the 50-50 ball. So I looked inside, and I saw that the number two receiver was coming out towards me. So I kind of got greedy and jumped the route and took it to the house.
You did, in fact. Did you all as a defense maybe take personal the fact that Morgan, you know, at the time was trying to score? This is a Morgan team that hadn't scored a point all season, and here they were about to score a point. Did you all as a defense, or maybe you, take that personally?
Oh, yeah. You know, we don't want anybody to score on us. That's the goal. We want to end the game with the other team with a donut. No points allowed. So, I mean, we did take that kind of personally.
And then the second one, 78 yards, you know, what did you see there? What did you see on that interception return in that pick six?
You know, my coach Wash, he called a great defense to put me in the right place at the right time, you know. And I saw the ball coming my way, and I had to make the play. And I made the play, and it was a straight shot to the end zone.
You know, our de facto producer, Luke Williams, said that you had never had an interception in a game in high school. So you have all these interceptions so far. You got three pick sixes on the year. What did the teams just not throw to your side in high school?
I mean, in high school.
Or did you drop some balls?
Yeah, okay. I had a couple opportunities. You know, I dropped the ball, but had butterfingers. But I had a couple opportunities, and I had a couple knockdowns, but I didn't get any picks, unfortunately. So. I made it clear that I needed to work on getting interceptions. Just pray to God and work hard that when I got to college, I'll make more plays. And I guess it's happening.
No question, because, I mean, it's been sort of a process. Maybe, you know, first game, I think you knock one down. I think coach said maybe you should have had one. And then it's just been successive games that you've gotten it done to the point where just, you know, I mean, it's just ridiculous. Three in a game and then two pick sixes. Talk about how your confidence continues to grow.
Oh, yeah. So, like, the first few games, I dropped a couple passes that came my way. And I was just thinking in my head, like, I can't go like I did in high school, you know. Keep dropping the ball. I got to improve. So, I worked hard during practice. Sometimes I get on the jug machine before practice or after practice and get a few extra catches. So, I just put in extra time to make a play.
I asked Coach Broadway about this in terms of you being a complete player, becoming a complete player, because, I mean, people will look and say, okay, you had the three interceptions in this game, two the pick six variety. But, I mean, you have a bunch of tackles. Also, you come up and help to force the run as well. Can you kind of just talk about becoming a complete player?
Yeah, definitely, you know. I'm not afraid to get my nose in there and be physical sometimes, you know. People only going to do what you let them do. So, you know, if you let them run the ball on you, they're going to keep running the ball to your side. They're going to just try to run over you. But I'm not going to let that happen.
What are your thoughts on South Carolina State? I don't know if you had a chance to see the – did you have a chance to see the game on Thursday against Central?
I checked it out a little bit. But they're a pretty good team. You know, they have a lot of weapons. That linebacker they have, he's a dog. So we're going to have to game plan for him. And a couple wide receivers, they like to throw the ball. So we'll be ready.
And then, again, maybe for those that weren't here last week, tell us how you ultimately ended up here at A&T.
A&T started recruiting me when I was my junior summer. Well, they came to my school and watched the practice, and Coach Barnett was out there. He was a quarterback coach. He was looking at our quarterback, Hendon Hooker, which is now at Virginia Tech. And, after practice, he came up to talk to me. He wanted me to come to the camp, and I came to the camp and had good testing scores. I had a good 40. I ran a 4.4. So they pretty much offered me, and I ended up at A&T. So they – called me every week, and they were the most loyal school that kept up with me every week. So I chose A&T.
But you were destined to be an Aggie. Like, you wanted to come to A&T the whole time, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Growing up in Greensboro, you know, A&T is a big thing. I've been in this community my whole life. So A&T's, Aggie pride runs deep in me.